Source Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I wonder if Brad's right, if it really is cooler online.
Well, I was just thinking the same thing.
We've got Tasca King here with ADX Digital.
It's probably a lot cooler online than it is outside.
Thank you very much. I know he meant cooler in the, I'm so cool thing, but yeah. Today I'm thinking the only meaning I have for cool is
we are on the same cloud. Exactly what I was thinking.
So much cooler online and so cool in this studio. It's fab. So there you go.
There you go.
All right, girls. So talking about ADX Digital Marketing, it's Monday. We were just discussing about how all this evolved.
Yeah. So how did digital advertising get started?
I'm from the world of print ads and, billboards, real billboards out on the street and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And now everything's digital.
So I'm going to take you back into my past a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And in the late 90s, I was living in Nashville, working for a radio station there.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine said, I want you to come with me to this meeting. And we're going to learn about online advertising. And I was like, well, what is that?
Yeah, what?
So I go to this meeting, and it was a very informal meeting because it was in some whiz kid's basement, I think. And he was meeting one at a time with different radio stations and TV stations.
Interesting.
But it was in this kid's basement.
Wow.
And he was explaining how he could put ads on different websites for different businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had contacts with all of these different businesses, and you could choose where your ads would go. So would your ad go on the business, on a radio station website?
Mm-hmm.
Or would it go on a website for a doctor's office? Or would it go on a website for, HVAC company? What, you name it, whatever
right.
it was. I don't even remember exactly what companies he had these contacts with.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do remember was just the deer in the headlights that I had. And and at that point in time, the ads were $150 for a month. And he was wanting me and my coworker to take this prospect back to the radio station and us to start selling the ads and him placing the ads on the individual websites that he had access to. And he gave us a list of what those websites and what those companies were locally. They were all locally in Nashville at the time. Well, it made sense to me, but it was also like, that's a lot of work for $100.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it was also new.
Right. It was still very new. And I was like, well, how are you going to tell people how many people look at that website?
Mm-hmm.
And these things are important because people want to know how many people listen to a radio station.
Right.
So why wouldn't a business want to know how many people look at this website?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, at that point in time, I mean, we're talking 1998, 1999.
So that kid in the basement is now living in a mansion and is a billionaire.
He probably is. He probably is. But my point of telling this story is because that is how did our banner ads started.
Mm-hmm.
And digital advertising started back in those days. And what was that, 25, 26 years ago?
Yeah, right.
You would buy ads on individual websites. So some businesses, such as the big national brands like Coca-Cola and McDonald's and, different brands like that, they did that. They would say, okay, Mr. Radio Station, we want to buy our banner ad on all of your radio websites.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at that point in time, most companies didn't have more than two or three radio stations per market. It's a little different than it is now, but that also has changed quite a bit over
right.
the years.
Yeah, sure has.
And then you're paying for each individual website and now, of course, we know these numbers. We know how many people go to a website every month. And how many people look at different pages on a website every month. We know all these data
is
now.
So specific.
But at that point in time, there was a lot of unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when my coworker and I had to take this back to our radio station and to our sales manager, we got the deer in the headlights look because we're trying to explain something we don't really understand.
Right.
But the point is, this is what banner ads became.
Mm-hmm.
This was the
so these are the ads that show up on a website page.
Right, exactly. And at that point in time, that's the only way you could get those ads was to call the manager of each individual website and say, I want to place an ad on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's changed. I mean, you can still do that in a lot of cases.
That's a lot of work, though. It's a much easier way to do it.
It is. Why call 50 different website managers when you can call one company like us and get on those 50 websites?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me explain that, too. When you call us, you can't say, I want to be on these 50 websites. That's not how it works anymore. That's how it used to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it works because we're not necessarily going after the websites. We're going after the people that go to the websites. And we are matching the people up with the people that you want to reach. You as a business owner, who are your prospects? What are the behaviors and the habits and the needs of the people that you want to reach? I mean, do you want to reach people that have a household income of $150,000 plus? We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to reach people who like to travel on a regular basis? We can do that.
See, that's amazing to me that it could be that targeted.
Right. Do you want to reach people who think they're going to buy a car within the next year? We can do that.
Wow.
I mean, we can be very specific or as broad as you want us to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer that we are reaching out or we're putting ads on specific websites. We are putting the ads in front of the people who are your potential customer, and we have lots of reasons to believe they're your potential customer.
Well, and that's really exciting, actually, and very mm-hmm. specific, because now you know your advertising dollars are going to be worth it.
Exactly.
It's not just sort of throwing that billboard out there on the road and hoping that somebody sees it.
Exactly, and hoping the right person sees it.
Right.
I mean, you can put a billboard out, and, you know, one out of every 5,000 cars might need your product.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you rather put an ad out and have, you know, feel pretty confident that everybody that sees that ad at some point in time is going to need your product?
And has an interest in
it? And has interest in your product? Maybe mm-hmm. they're already searching for your product.
Right.
Or your service.
Okay, we're talking with Taska King at ADX Digital all about how all of this works, and we're going to have some more ideas for you coming up in just a couple minutes. But if you have a question for Taska about all this, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Taska King is here with ADX Digital, and we're talking about kind of the history and the transformation from the old days to the current advertising,
right.
Digital advertising. So you've explained it very well. I really understand it. So what's next?
Well, let's just see how we've evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, 25 years ago, we had the opportunity to place banner ads on websites.
Right.
And then just like placing an ad inside on a TV show, a specific TV show, you hope that the people that are watching that TV show see your ad and need or want your product. It's the same way with these banner ads. You hope that the people that were going to those particular websites had a need for your ad for your service or your product.
Mm-hmm.
So then everything kind of changed. The ad exchanges came in and they said, hey, why don't we get access to all of these websites, and instead of just putting ads on websites, let's target who we show the ads to so that it benefits the client better. So that's how we do it now. So the ads still kind of look like those banner ads that were on the websites back in those days. As far as because of the shape, you
mm-hmm.
know, they're static. Sometimes they're long, skinny ads, and sometimes they're square. Sometimes they're kind of a rectangle. That part is the same.
Mm-hmm.
What's different is I could be on the news radio website, and you could be on the news radio website at the same time.
Right.
But we're going to see different ads in that ad space.
Really?
And that's because someone's going to advertise to me based on what my needs are. What are my behaviors? What have I been searching online? Where mm-hmm. have I been going?
Right.
And that's different from what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's targeting the people who we have lots of reasons to believe are prospect for your business and for your product, for your service.
That's incredible, really, when you think about it.
Exactly. So let's talk about the products that are the main ones that use these ads.
Okay.
These are display ads. And display ads, will go across all devices and appear on websites and apps using the targeting strategies. And, you know, we talk about the targeting strategies monthly, and mm-hmm. that is behaviors, keywords, retargeting, AI, geofencing. So, and again, across all devices. So it's not just going to a website on your PC. It's mm-hmm. going to a website on your phone. It's going to a website on your tablet. So that's how you're going to reach these people online, no matter which device you're using.
Right.
And but most of the ads that you see, and this happens more and more, if you'll start paying attention to the ads that you see as a consumer, mm-hmm. they're going to be relevant to you and what your needs are at that time.
Well, I have noticed that. I have noticed that a lot of the ads that come up are something that maybe I was either just talking about or something that I just looked on Google for.
Exactly.
You know, and I'll be like, oh, there's an ad for exactly what I just searched on Google.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I will say one thing that we do use with our ads are conversion tags and I always forget this word. Where you can max out on the number of ads that are shown.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
what's a conversion tag?
A conversion is when someone has gone to your website and they've done something that you wanted them to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, here's what I find funny. And I don't know how, I'm sure that this will resolve itself eventually. But I tend to research something online and then I might go to a store and make the purchase.
Right.
But for some reason, even though the store has got the receipt, the store knows I bought something, they're not telling the website that I bought something.
Oh.
So, for example, I bought a pair of shoes a couple of weeks ago at Shoe Station.
Uh-huh.
And I researched it regularly, and I researched it at a bunch of different places. I knew Shoe Station carried that shoe.
Right.
That brand. But I also researched it at that brand's website. Mm-hmm. I researched it at DSW.
Right.
Several other dress shoe places.
Sure.
And, of course, I guess the brand, the website's the one that keeps sending me ads. And I want to send them an ad back and say, I already bought your shoes.
All right. You don't have to resell me.
Exactly.
But they think now that you bought one pair, a second pair will
exactly.
be good for you.
So conversion tags work for the most part. But like I said, That website does not know that I went to Shoe Station and bought those shoes.
I've already got it. Gotcha.
So you might continue to see an ad after you've made a purchase.
Right. Okay.
If you've been searching for something online.
Okay.
Okay, so that's display ads.
Okay.
And again, those ads, they might be long and skinny ads, a skinny banner ad that is go across the bottom of your screen or top of your screen or down along the side of your screen. And it might be a square or rectangle ad, and you've seen those. We've been seeing those for 25 years. It's just now they're targeted more to you because of your online behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have native ads.
Okay.
Now, a native ad works a lot like a display ad. The big difference is it's one of those subliminal ones I've talked about
right.
in the past. And it's because we turn in elements that need to go in the ad, but those ads are created in real time so that they will look like they are part of the content of the website or app it's appearing on.
So you don't even realize that it's an ad. You might start reading it at first.
Exactly.
That's happened to me.
Exactly. You're going to have the logo, the company logo. You're going to have maybe another graphic. And you're going to have some text. That text is probably going to match the same font of the article that it shows up on.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have one ad over here on CNN.com, which has got a black background and a certain font. And then you might have another ad over here on the Weather Channel app that's got a different color background, like a blue background and a different font. But it's the same ad. It's the mm-hmm. same advertiser advertising the same product or service. It's just going to look different because it's going to match the background and everything of where you're seeing it.
That's so smart.
Which
and
makes
very
it
subtle.
Subliminal.
Yeah, that's really smart, though. Very
right.
smart.
So those are the two products, the beginning of the products, that have evolved from the old-style banner ads.
Well, it sounds like it would be very successful because it's so specific and
it
so
is.
Targeted.
It is.
ADX Digital, we're talking with Tasca King. If you've got a question, send it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Tasca King. She is with ADX Digital, telling us all about display ads and native ads and understanding a little bit of the history of digital advertising, which I appreciate because I really appreciate understanding how all this evolved.
Well, and you know, it's a learning curve for everybody.
It just seems like everything's changing constantly. I really do try to keep up.
It is. And the good thing is it's getting better constantly.
Mm-hmm.
The targeting is constantly getting better, and it's very consistent. And, you know, it's going to get to the point where everybody individual will have their own advertising platform that they for receiving ads, and you'll only receive ads for just things that you have interest in.
Right.
And it's getting, I mean, it's that way. It should be that way now. It's getting more and more that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me because, like I said earlier, you know, when I first was introduced to this whole concept, even though back when it was just banner ads on individual websites,
yeah,
it was still beyond anything I'd ever seen.
Oh yeah, college kids.
And
were
I was
doing
like,
it.
You're just getting used to the internet and getting used to having email, and then all of a sudden now we've got this. And where did this come from? And
yeah. Okay, so if someone has a business and they are interested in advertising with you, tell us what the process is, what they need to do to get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can give us a call here, and that number is 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he'll connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come out and we'll show you all of our products or many of the products as you want to learn about. And again, that first meeting is always just an informative meeting. It is never a sales pitch.
Does it cost a fortune?
It does not cost anything for that first meeting.
Oh, how about that?
Nothing at all. So you just you'll just learn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to continue to learn and continue to and you want to consider doing an advertising campaign, then we'll come back to you with a plan.
Right.
But we're not going to show up with a plan and a pitch at that first meeting. That first meeting is strictly for you to learn more about digital advertising and how it can work best for you and your company.
That sounds great. Okay. So what is that number again?
850-262-6000.
Okay.
And ask for Jeff, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts.
And then you have a website as well?
We do, adxdigital.com.
Okay, and then if you wanted to understand our stations, we also have all of our station websites.
We do. So. And, of course, you know, our group here at ADX includes Cat Country 98.7, right here, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, and 95.3.
Yeah, Playlist.
That one's fairly new. Well, we have Playlist 94.5.
And then we have
And we have ESPN.
Yeah.
99.1 and AM 1330.
So you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
All right. That number one more time.
850-262-6000.
All right. Thank you so much, Tasca King, helping us understand digital and what we have to offer at ADX Digital. So definitely, if you have a business, check it out. It'd be well worth it for you. And it's Monday. It's going to be a hot one in Tacoma, so stay cool, stay hydrated. I hope you have a great Monday. And Pep Talk will be back with you again tomorrow morning.